You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Gary, Luis Torres back at the studio. We've completed game one tonight. Crusaders with a 60-28 victory to move to 5-0 on the season for the seventh-ranked team in 4A in the state of Iowa. And now we're getting set for tonight's second ball game. And tonight's pregame is brought to you, as always, by Verity Group, along with Wilma's Duabest Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Stitch, Fitch and Staley Law Offices. Big thanks to them and all our great individuals and companies that sponsor Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Without all of them, none of this would be possible, and we certainly enjoy the opportunity to bring the games to you. We hope you enjoy it half as much as we do. Well, Tom, game two tonight. Adams kind of in a rebuilding mode at Sergeant Bluff, but we've seen in the past that he has a great ability to develop the talent he has, and you don't want to take this. This is kind of a dangerous one, sitting in between Lamar's and Western Christian. Not that you should ever overlook Sergeant Bluff, but you know, if you look at the records, they're 1-2. We're 4-0.
Right.
We got Western Christian, who arguably will be number one ranked in their class coming in on Thursday. Well, you better pay attention to details tonight.
Well, you know, you don't want to use comparable scores, but they played Lamar's, beat Lamar's by about 17, I think, and they lost to AL. AL's going to be a very good team this year, very big inside, strong. So I did get to see SBL in the Jamboree, and which is obviously very early and not a full game, but they've got some kids. It's just a matter of Adam putting them in the right places to be successful. And again, like we said, nobody really does that better than Adam. He's got a good staff with, as you mentioned, Joe Burkhart, David Denhurt, the former head coach at North High, is on his staff, and so they do things really well out at Sergeant Bluff. So I expect a really good game tonight.
Well, Scott Dixon, the 6'3 senior, leads him in scoring at 15 points a game. We've seen Scott over the past couple of years. He's a kid that's got a lot of basketball ability. So they're a team that's got some of the weapons. Again, some of them are new to the scene, and really the difference here might be the Crusader experience as they have gotten off to a fast start and have a very, very experienced team that's on the floor. And really some good things coming out of the first four games of the season for Coach Matt Hahn and the Crusaders. Crusaders tonight, and will start their usual starting lineup of Schultz, Olsen, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain. Two of those players, Knoll at 23.3 and Quinn Olsen at 15.5, are in double figures. Schaefer and Chamberlain are knocking on the door at 9.5 and 8.5, and then Brady Schultz at 6.5 points a game. Charlie Von Drager is averaging 4.5 points off the bench. So really most of their offensive productions come from their top six. And again, similar to the girls, they're looking maybe to add that seventh and eighth player to add that extra piece of depth to the Crusader lineup. But that first six has been pretty strong in the first four games of the year.
And, just looking down the road, there's starting five seniors. They are going to have to find some time for some of those young kids to develop. Not that you want to look towards next year, but you need to look towards next year, too.
Absolutely. Once again, you're listening to our pregame show. It's brought to you by Verity Group, along with Wilma's Duabest Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices. Again, we'll be back on the air on Thursday night. A little bit different night. We're kind of used to that Tuesday-Friday thing, but we'll be back on the air Thursday night as we entertain Western Christian out of Hull as they'll come in. Girls tip off at 5:30. Boys will tip at 7. Girls, of course, coming off. The Western Christian girls coming off yet another volleyball state championship. So they're a little slow getting out of the gate with the basketball team, but the Western Christian guys under Coach Kaiser are right where they always are.
Absolutely.
Sitting near the top of the charts, and they've got a hot, they got a tall and talented team once again. So expect a couple good ball games on Thursday night. So we're going to take it back to the studio and hear some more from some of our sponsors. We've got about 4.5 minutes ahead of the start of tonight's second ball game. Again, a big thanks to all of you tuning in. We're going to send it back to Luis at the studio. And when we come back, we'll have tonight's starting lineups and rock and roll on game two. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day, because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Falk Brothers, being in business for so long has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Falk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Falk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of tonight's second game of our doubleheader as the Crusaders and Sergeant Bluff are taking their final warm-up shots here in their warm-up. Of course, in game number one, it was all Crusaders. They moved to 5-0 in the season with a 60-28 victory. The gentlemen are trying to do the same thing here in game number two. Crusaders come into the game at 4-0, while Sergeant Bluff comes into the game at 1-2.
Sergeant Bluff's two losses, AL, and who else was the coach?
I have it in my notes somewhere. AL and was it Lamar's?
No, they beat Lamar's by a bit, I believe. All right. Time to go to the web.
Time to go to the web, sir. So here we go. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First of all, for the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors, they're coached by longtime coach Adam Vandershaft. Adam's done a great job over the years. He's been at Sergeant Bluff. He's got a great staff working with him. His starters look like this. Number three is Isaiah Jervik. He's a 6'1" sophomore. Isaiah averages 4.5 points a game. Braylio Gonzalez, a 5'8" junior, averages 8 points a game. His brother Emilio Gonzalez, a 5'9" senior, averages 11. Scott Dixon, a veteran of that unit, he's a 6'3" senior, averages 15 points a game. And rounding out that starting lineup for the Warriors is Ryan Hoffman, a 6'4" senior. So three seniors, a sophomore and junior in the lineup for Coach Vandershaft. Again, they stand at 1-2 on the season. For your Bishop Heelan Crusaders, they'll start the same lineup we ran with all year. Number 12, Brady Schultz, a 6-foot senior, averages 6.3 points a game. Number 15 is Quinn Olson, the 6'2" senior, averages 15.5 points a game. Number 22 is Sean Schaefer, the 6-foot senior, averages 9.5 points a game and shooting an outstanding 50% from the three-point line. Number 23 is Matt Noel. Matt's one of the leading scorers in 3A in the state with 23.3 points a game. Of course, Matt is a 6'7 senior. And rounding out that starting lineup is Bo Chamberlain, the 6'3 senior, averaging 8.5 points a game. Crusaders on the year, probably the most impressive thing is they're averaging 70 points a game, but shooting at a 41% clip from the three-point arc. And tell you what, if you continue that, Tom, good things are going to happen.
Well, and especially if it's your best player, Matt Noel shooting 50% from the arc. Sean Schaefer's, you know, Matt's at 54, Sean's at 50, and Quinn Olson, well, he hasn't taken a lot of 60%, so that's a good place to start.
So once again, our pregame has been brought to you by Verity Group, along with Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices. And we're ready to rock and roll. Starting alignments are done here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Both teams have gathered for their final comments. Tom, thoughts and keys heading into the tip-off?
I think that it's always good to get your stars off early. I'd like to see us go inside early. You know, really establish a presence inside between Matt Noel and Quinn Olson. Because once you see that ball go in, boy, it really makes the perimeter shots a little bit easier.
First quarter tip-off is brought to you by Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts, and Associates, along with Saber Meats, Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Subati, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center. And we're off and running. Crusaders open the tap, and they're moving right to left on your radio dial in their home whites. It's Sergeant Bluff opening up in a little man-to-man. Schaefer dribbling around, a little pick and give to Matt, and Matt gets it inside for two. Matt Noel with the bucket. Again, nice little start there, Tom.
A nice start, and Coach Hahn always does a great job of starting the game with really good sets.
Gonzalez kicks it up, kicks to his brother Emilio Gonzalez. A lot of Gonzalez to Gonzalez right there. They spin it to the right side. It's Jervik. Jervik's going to take it into the lane. Little step through, move, and finish. Nice job there by Isaiah Jervik to get the bucket.
Yeah, nice move. We let him get a little too deep in the lane, and he stepped through and finished.
Deuces on the board here early, 7:19 left under Security National Bank. First quarter, they give it into Schaefer. Schaefer uses his strength to muscle back in. Nice assist from the perimeter. Brady Schultz with the assist there. Sean Schaefer with two. Crusaders with baskets on their first two possessions. Here's the Warriors working against the Crusader man-to-man defense. As Jericho gets the ball up high, gives it over to Gonzalez, left wing. He's got Hoffman posted up, and the ball is stolen by Matt Noel. Matt's going to take it coast-to-coast and get the dunk.
Yep. Again, great anticipation. You know, nice thing about Matt Noel, he plays both sides of the ball. He's a very aggressive defender as well.
Noel with 4 points early here. Crusaders up 6-2, minute and a half into the ball game as they play a little inside out. Hoffman kicks out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the drive. He's quick. He throws it up wild. Nothing going there. And on the rebound, we're going to get a jump ball.
Yep.
As Jervik and Chamberlain went up, it's going to stay here in the hands of Sergeant Bluff. Checking into the ball game is going to be number 30, Joey Hardy, a 6'4" sophomore. Of course, we saw a lot of his sister over the past 4 years. His dad was formerly the girls coach at Sergeant Bluff, so it's good to see Joey out there. And there's Gonzalez with the three-point effort. Misses it. Rebound by Noel. Here comes Noel pushing up right side. Tries to skip it inside to Chamberlain, but it's tipped back to Schultz. Now they're going to reset. Left wing. Bo Chamberlain, three. Off the mark, and battle for the rebound is going to be won by Jervik. And here comes Sergeant Bluff, kicking up quickly. Gonzalez on the right wing. That's rarely old Gonzalez. And he kicks it up to Isaiah Jervik. Back to Gonzalez, right wing. Probes, nothing going. Nice defense by Brady. They're going to kick it back up high now to Dixon. Hardy on the right wing, up to Jervik. He's working against Chamberlain. He's got a clear out on the right side, doesn't take it. Instead, they're going to give it to Dixon. Dixon's three-point shot is off the mark. One and done for Sergeant Bluff. Here comes the Crusaders. Schaefer with a nice push. Gets it to Matt Nolan. Matt's going to be called for the charge. Probably a good call.
Yeah, the defender did a nice job of getting there. That's where Matt's got a quick stop and just shoots a jumper.
Probably the one thing you notice, Tom, 27% from the three-point line for Sergeant Bluff. Typically, they're better than that because they live a lot with the perimeter shot.
Yep.
So here come the Warriors. They trail by four early, 6-2, 5.5 left here in quarter number one. First time they've really kicked it inside. It's Hardy with a nice turnaround. Yep. Joey Hardy with the deuce. 6-4 Crusaders.
I was just going to say the Sergeant Bluff, unlike Elon, they look like they want to go inside early on as Chamberlain from the open three misses that one.
Hardy corrals the rebound, kicks it back to Gonzalez. This is Emilio Gonzalez, right side, kicks it back up high. Jervik to spin it over to Briel Gonzalez, working against Shea. There's a corner three. Emilio Gonzalez misses, and here comes the Crusaders. Nice rebound there by Sean Schaefer. Matt Knowles going to set the offense up. He's got about a six-inch advantage over his defender. He's going to hand back to Brady Schultz. Brady high post to Quinn Olson. Quinn corner to Bo. Back to Brady. Brady pump fakes and goes against Dixon. I believe they're going to whistle Dixon with the hand check. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. First foul on Scott Dixon. First team foul on Sergeant Bluff. 4:28 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Bishop Heelan 6, Sergeant Bluff 4. The Crusaders going to inbound under their own basket. They kick it up high. Bo Chamberlain between the circles. 2-3 zone by Sergeant Bluff. High post entry to Quinn. Back to Schaefer. Schaefer's 3 is off the mark. Nice rebound there by
Von Drager, but bad angle for the finish.
Charlie couldn't get the put back, and quickly Sergeant Bluff kicks it up the floor. Gonzalez 3. Good.
And the Bluff with the lead, 7-6.
Aurelio Gonzalez with that three-pointer puts Sergeant Bluff up 7-6 here. Halfway through quarter number one, first quarter brought to you by our premier corporate sponsors, Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts, and Associates. Sergeant Bluff's going to stay in that tight zone. They're going to dare the Crusaders to shoot that three. Quinn Olson, high post. He gets double-teamed by the Gonzalez. Charlie Von Drager is off the mark. And so far, the Crusaders really struggling from the three-point arc. They're 0-for-6 early on. Just when we bragged them up, Tom, right. they go cold.
Yeah.
Here comes Gonzalez. Kicks it to his brother. Now back. Gonzalez is dominating the action on the left side. Now Jervik between the circles working against Charlie. Charlie moving his feet well. Jervik rises, misses. Charlie gets the rebound. Good defense.
Yep. And again, that's where Charlie's going to earn his living. He's got playing good D and rebounding the basketball.
Crusaders working against that zone. Schaefer, three-pointer. That one's good. Sean Schaefer with the three. Sean's got 5 early. Crusaders back on top, 9-7. 3 minutes left here in quarter number one. Ball spins over. Gonzalez with the drive. He probes, kicks it up high. Hardy thought about it, then kicked it back to Gonzalez. His three-pointer's off the mark. Probably took a good shot away and turned into a bad.
I was going to say, maybe that's just not his shot.
Here come the Crusaders now trying to add to that two-point lead. The Quinn Olson's left all alone on the baseline. His 16-footer's off the mark. Rebounded by Jervik. Here comes Sergeant Bluffs. They push it between the circles. Kicks it over to Gonzalez. Right corner to Hardy. Hardy goes inside to Gonzalez. And the little guy had a look at Briello Gonzalez, but he couldn't find it. The Crusaders get the rebound. The other end, Matt Noel pushes it. They go into deep to Quinn at the block. He spins, double team. Got to find somebody open here. Finally, they find Matt Noel open in the corner. Matt's three is good.
And Matt's really shooting with a lot of confidence and extend that lead to 12-7 Crusaders.
Noel with 7 points here early. Crusaders 12, Sergeant Bluff 7. Minute 54 to go here in quarter number one. Thanks for joining us tonight. As always, it's a great pleasure to be here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. There's Gonzalez with the three. It's off the mark. Rebound by Matt Nolan. Man, I tell you what, Matt is one of those 6'7 kids that can get the rebound and push it coast to coast like he just did there and gets the and one.
Matt, when Matt gets the ball in the transition, teams have to learn they've got to stop that basketball.
That foul is going to be whistled on the sophomore, Joey Hardy. It's going to be an and one opportunity for Noel. He's got a chance to hit the 10-point mark here with a minute 35 in the first quarter. The Crusaders up a touchdown, 14-7 here over Sergeant Bluff. Staber Meats, the Sioux City Band, it's Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and Bargain Center. Join our corporate sponsors, Fibercom and Mills Shammer, Pitts and Associates, as your first quarter sponsors. Matt completes a three-point play. Crusaders with their biggest lead of the night at 15-7. Here's Sergeant Bluff now. It's Scott Dixon with the ball. Ball stolen by Quinn. Quinn's going to go coast-to-coast against Dixon. Hands back to to Noel, and Noel's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot a pair.
It's an unselfish play by Quinn as he led that break. He could have attacked the basket, but, you know, the trail and a great job by Matt Noel to run the floor.
Isaiah Jerick with the foul there for the Warriors. That's Isaiah's first. And team foul number three on the Warriors. Noel's going to go to the line to shoot a pair. Coach Matt Hahn's giving some instructions over there to Sean Schaefer as to what they want next time down. Really an impressive first quarter here by Matt Noel. As already, he's got 11 with a free throw opportunity. Misses that, so 11 in the quarter. 16-7, Crusaders are up 9. Minute 15 here to go as Gonzalez kicks it over to Jervik. We now have number 42, Arendt, has checked into the ball game. Gavin Arendt. As Jervik with the ball, picks it up. Nice defense by the Crusaders. Crusaders have stayed man-to-man throughout the entire thing. Brady with good defense there. Now they kick it inside, back outside. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Jervik drives in deep, got nothing to do. Now kicks a baseline jumper. It's off the mark. That look there was by Cy Gall. Couldn't find it. And here come the Crusaders now with 40 seconds left. About
10-second differential, I think.
On the shot clock. So Sergeant Bluff's going to stay in that zone. Crusaders going to be content to run it down as far as they can. Again, about a 10-second differential.
They're going to run the little lob play. And
Schultz
sure,
is going to run the offense here as they lob it up to Matt Noel. And Matt misses the dunk. A really nice pass there by Brady. Just couldn't get it to fall. 10 seconds to go. Here comes Gonzalez pushing it. Nice defense by Schultz to cut him off. Can't find anybody open. Finally, Jervik with the ball working against Charlie. Steps back for the three. It's good at the buzzer.
And he gets a three to go at the buzzer.
Isaiah Jervik with the three there. And so after one quarter of play here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, it is the Crusaders 16, Sergeant Bluff 10. Big thanks once again to Fibercom, Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center for your first quarter sponsorship. Once again, it's the Crusaders up by 6, 16-10. We'll be right back after this 30-second spot.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a Fourth Degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. We've got quite a collection of characters behind our booth here. There's a lot of the class of 2014 that is back on hand here to wish Tyler Cropley the best as they retire his jersey here, I believe, at halftime of the boys game.
I believe so, yes. That'll be the third baseball player, and we've been fortunate to be around for a couple of them. Obviously, Joe Bicenius, Donnie Wingert, and now TC, Tyler Cropley.
So here we go. Second quarter. Crusaders start with the ball and the lead, 16-10.
Little 1-3-1 for the Warriors.
Schaefer with the ball up high, kicks it left wing to Schultz. Back to Schaefer. He had a look. Now kicks it high post to Quinn. Back to Brady. Brady open three. Off the mark. Sean Schaefer's there for the rebound. Left-handed putbacks off the mark, and Hardy with the rebound. Here come the Warriors. They got that three-pointer at the end of the first quarter to cut that lead to just six. And now Gonzalez kicks it over Jervik on the left side. Hardy spins it right side to Dixon. Haven't seen much from Dixon yet. He leads them in scoring this year. Being very patient offensively. Crusaders are staying in that man-to-man as Quinn Olson nearly gets a steal. Now Jervik's going to attack, gives to Hardy. Hardy goes in deep, misses it. The size of the Crusaders inside kind of intimidated him a little bit.
Another jump ball there, and this one will stay down here with Turgon Bluff. Dixon hasn't really looked to score. He had the one three-point attempt, but he's been guarded tonight by Matt Dole. That's a tough matchup, 6-3 versus 6-8.
Our premier sponsors for the second quarter are Light Forums and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. Here's the Warriors now with the ball right wing. Fresh shot clock. Gonzalez with the ball left wing, trying to get it inside. He gets it into Hardy, the 6'4" sophomore. Spins it cross court, and there's Dixon with a jumper. Yeah. So good patience there on the offensive side. First 2 points of the quarter belong to the Warriors, and they're on a little 5-0 run here to cut that lead to 16-12. Crusaders trying to answer. A little tight zone there. Schaefer, three-pointers off the mark. And right now the strategy by Coach Vandershaft is to let them shoot those threes and hope they don't get hot with them. There's a little drive and kick out. Ball's nearly stolen. It's Gonzalez, corner three. Good. Make that a... Yeah.
Gonzalez, he's a player.
Absolutely. That was Emilio Gonzalez with the three there. And just like that, a 8-0 run has taken this lead down to just one at 16-15. Matt Knowles, three-pointers off the mark. It's going to be rebounded by Arendt. And here comes Sergeant Bluff pushing it. They got a chance to take the lead here after trailing by as much as nine early on. Gonzalez on the ring. Emilio working against Brady Schultz. Kicks it over to Hardy. Now back up high. Arendt tries to kick it inside. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Plenty of time yet. They're being very patient, working it around the horn now. It's Hardy kicks it over left wing to Arendt. Back to Jervik. 4 seconds. Jervik with the drive. Probably got by with a foul there. Rebound by...
Timeout. Crusaders.
And we're going to see what kind of timeout we have. It's a short one. We're going to keep it right here. Second quarter tonight brought to you by Light Forms, Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, SRAM Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of Sinos.
You know, I don't think Coach Hahn has liked the way we've attacked this 1-3-1 the last 2 to 3 possessions. Some quick threes, quick shots, and it'll be interesting to see if Coach Vandershaft comes back out in the 1-3-1.
A lot of settling.
Yes, we have settled for some shots. Coach, I don't know, what do you have us from the arc early on? I know it's not superb.
We've got early on, I got us two for 12.
Yeah, so
that's unofficial, but it's pretty close.
That's official to me.
Noel's got one, and Sean Schaefer's got one. But, you know, again, on nights when you're hot, those are great looks, but sometimes you just got to work yourself into getting hot and get some inside looks and get them in. So we'll see what both teams come out of the timeout with here. I think it was a good timeout by
Matt Hahn. They go back to the 2-3 zone. Good coaches not only call timeouts for offense, but the good coaches make sure that they switch the defense up out of that timeout a lot of times.
I like Bo Chamberlain, that high post, too, as Matt Knoll misses it, but Schaefer gets the rebound and the and-one opportunity there. Good job by Sean at hitting the boards. He's got 7 already with a chance to add to that. On the putback, Joey Hardy commits a foul. That's Joey's 2nd. So checking in for him will be Ryan Hoffman. Ryan actually started the game, so him and Hoffman Hardy kind of switched time there in that post spot. Sean on the air is a 50% free throw shooter and gets that one to fall. Old-fashioned three-point play, and the Crusaders back on top now, 19-15 here with 5:07 to go on Security National Bank scoreboard. There's Jervik. Had a little pick slip there to Arendt. Couldn't find it. Gonzalez, Emilio Gonzalez, now back to Arendt. It's Hoffman with the ball. They spin it. Been very patient on offense. Jervik working the left side.
The Crusaders switching everything, and I'm surprised that Sergeant Bluff hasn't tried to take a little more advantage as they do here. And
Dixon
picks a foul up on Schaefer.
Really nice patience by Dixon. Again, Dixon is a 6'3" senior. Schaefer was giving away a couple inches there, and Scott was just very patient and got back to the free throw line here. He'll shoot a pair. On the year, let's see, a 50% free throw shooter. First one is good. 19-16, Crusaders with a three-point lead here, 4:43 to go here, as Briello Gonzalez checks back into the game. So once again, we're double Gonzalez strong out there.
Yes.
They're quick kids. They get the ball up and down the court. Second free throw is good for Dixon as well. He's got four on the night. That leads back to three, 19-16. 4:40 to go. Warriors going to stay in that 2-3 zone. They got Chamberlain in high post. Around the perimeter, it's Schaefer, Schultz, and Chamberlain. Chamberlain's got an open three. They're working Matt Noll, on that baseline. Nice little high-low entry. It's tipped away. So they went high post to Quinn Olson and backdoor to Matt Noll. The pass in was tipped out of bounds. Crusaders with 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Will inbound under their own basket. Schaefer with 10 gets it into Cleveland. Back to Schaefer. Schaefer gets bumped, gives it off to Noll. Noll gets a finish. Nice offensive possession for the Crusaders.
Yeah. And again, that's what they just have to do is be patient. It's not going to be, if that's 2-3 zone, you have to be patient. Look to get the ball flattened out on the baseline and attack that way.
Emilio Gonzalez now hands back to Arendt. Gavin kicks it inside. They're starting to utilize Dixon a little more as he gets a finish there.
That's just not fair there. That's with that switch, they're going to look for Dixon on Schultz and any mismatches they have anytime.
21-19 Crusaders. There's Schaefer with the three. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Hoffman. Now here come the Warriors with a chance to tie or take the lead here. It's Emilio Gonzalez. Flips it. Dixon with a fadeaway three off the mark. Nice rebound there by Quinn Olson. Here come the Crusaders. Schultz kicks it up quickly to Matt Noll on the right wing. Back to Quinn at the high post. Quinn kicks it inside to Brady, and Brady has the ball slapped out of bounds by the Warriors.
We're going to have our first Carson McInerney sighting of the night as he'll check in for Schultz. Maybe looking to kind of neutralize that matchup problem down low.
See, you'll probably see Quinn and Matt Noll run the point here with Schultz on the bench. Bo Chamberlain, three good. Needed that one.
Yep.
Bo was playing himself into his shooting form there. 24-19, 5-point lead for the Crusaders on 3 minutes to go here on the Security National Bank scoreboard. It's Scott Dixon working inside against Quinn. Nice set of moves there. And
he reminds me of Quinn.
We kind of woke him up there. He suddenly got 8 points after we commented that he hadn't really done much early. 24-21. Bo with the ball up high, playing catch with Matt Noll out high. Noll with a step through, draws contact, kicks it to Schaefer. Schaefer's three is good.
There you go.
Good inside-out look. Schaefer with 11 now. On the other end, Gonzalez with a quick three.
Yeah, they're matching basket for basket. It's
Emilio
we got
Gonzalez.
A heck of a game going on here.
27-24, Crusaders. Noll kicks it over to Quinn. Quinn back to Noll. Noll back to Quinn. Just playing catch up high. Now Schaefer, right wing extended. Matt Noll, three, top of the key, off the mark. Battle is won by Dixon on the rebound. Here come the Warriors. They're down by three, 27-24. 2 minutes left here in the first half. Gonzalez, three.
Oh, the kid can shoot it. We got a tie ball game.
Emilio Gonzalez ties it up at 27-27 at the other end. Crusaders push it up quickly, trying to get an advantage on that zone. Trying to get anything inside here. It's Chamberlain up high, kicks it to Olson. Olson with the three. It's off the mark, and the rebound's brought down by Cy Gall. Here come the Warriors with a chance to reclaim the lead. It's tied at 27 with 90 seconds to go. Dixon up high working against Matt Noll. Little step back. Shots off the mark, but Hoffman with the rebound. I think he's going to get...
Foul on Noll there?
Maybe popped across the face there. Unintentional. And it's going to be Matt's first foul. Actually, his second foul.
We've got Pierce Connolly and Charlie Von Dreger checking in right now for Von Dreger and Schaefer. Again, a couple guys that if they give them some space, like Sergeant Bluffson given space, maybe these are a couple guys that could knock down some shots for us.
Non-shooting foul. Inbound is triggered into Dixon up high. Gives it over to Briello Gonzalez. Back to Jurvik up high. 25 seconds left on the shot clock. Emilio testing the waters on the baseline. Good defense by Quinn. Now back up to Jurvik. Right wing, Hardy. Hardy to Dixon, who's popped up off that down pick. Over to Emilio, driving against Pierce Conley. Good job by Pierce cutting him off. And the shot by Gonzalez is off the mark. Here come the Crusaders, all tied up. 49 seconds left in the first half. Crusaders have led by as much as 9, but the Warriors just won't go away, as we're going to see a foul whistled underneath the bucket. Might be number 3 on Hardy. Nope, they're going to call on Jervik.
And this is, with the new rules, typically you might be close to a bonus right now, but both teams with 2 team fouls.
Crusaders in the inbound situation. Fresh shot clock. 7 seconds differential between shot clock and play clock. Crusaders are going to play catch around the perimeter. They got Matt Knoll posted up in that high post. Charlie Von Drager kicks it over to Chamberlain. Chamberlain's going to back it out. 20 seconds left on the shot clock. Pierce Conley with the 3 from the corners off the mark, and the smallest guy on the floor gets a rebound.
That shot by Pierce, though. I'm telling you what, I like the way he came in and shot it with confidence. The junior did, and that's what we're going to have to do. You have to have kids come in and feel like, hey, I'm ready to play. With 2 fouls on Noel, I'm surprised.
We just subbed him out.
Oh, we subbed him out. Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Sean Schaefer checked in. That last foul, by the way, was on Charlie Von Drager. So shot clock is off. 14 seconds to go. Sergeant Bluff with a chance to take the lead as they head into halftime here. It's been a good performance by the Warriors as it's Gonzalez working against Pierce Conley. They flip back to Dixon. Dixon fadeaways off the mark. Rebound by Conley, and that's where the first half's going to end. After one half of play here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, it's the Crusaders 27 and the Warriors from Sergeant Bluff Luton 27. We got ourselves a good one going here. Big thanks to our second quarter sponsors, Light Forms, Keller Williams, real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland Rubber Dockey, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Misa, CNOS, Undersecurity National Bank scoreboard at half. We're all knotted at 27. We'll be back after word from some of our great sponsors. You're listening to Bishop Heelan Basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Nick Hegarty, president of Prime Bank in Sioux City and 1996 graduate of Heelan High School, along with Dave Hegarty, senior vice president and 2002 graduate. Prime Bank is proud to be a supporter of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Athletics. For over 127 years, Prime Bank has been committed to the communities we serve. As a community bank, we take pride in supporting educational and extracurricular opportunities that help students reach their potential. At Prime Bank, we want the same for you. Make Prime Bank the first choice for your financial needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
McClintock Insurance. We are a family-owned independent agency that was established in 1962. We offer coverage for personal auto, homeowners, umbrellas, boats, motorcycles, RVs, your commercial business, bonds, and life insurance. To find out more, you can call 712-277-4600. McClintock Insurance, located at 908 Pierce Street in Sioux City.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School sports. Go Crusaders.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake. We make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show here on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA Catholic Radio. Our premier halftime sponsor is Mr. Dave Pepin with Dave Pepin Real Estate. Our other halftime sponsors include Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. On the floor here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, they're honoring Tyler Cropley and retiring his jersey there. It's really a touching video showing his debut for the Royals in September when he came in, got the start, and actually got player of the game. Had an RBI and a base hit, and I'll tell you what a performance right now. They're showing his interview with the TV crew at that ball game, but really a touching moment. I tell you what, if you've ever been around Tyler, he is a top-notch quality kid, and good things happen to good people, and he's paid the dues and made it happen.
Absolutely. It's it's really nice to see the entire field house watching this video, both Sergeant Bluff and Healing, and because this is one of our guys. This is a Siouxland guy. It's not just a Healing guy. This is Siouxland, and we should be proud of all these kids that are able to do something like this.
So once again at halftime here, it's 27-27. Crusaders with a 10-point lead at the end of one, but Sergeant Bluff came rolling back largely due to two players, Emilio Gonzalez with 3 3-pointers in the second quarter, and also Scott Dixon coming to life with 8 points in that second stanza. And the Crusaders were outscored 17-11, so we're right back where we started. It all tied up. It's 27-27 here at halftime. Tom, thoughts on that first half?
Well, I think Sergeant Bluff played the Crusaders like I would probably try to play them if I was them. They packed it in. They started out man. It didn't work well for them. They switched to some zones. We saw 2-3. We saw some 1-3-1 with their main goal, saying we are going to take dribble penetration away. We're going to make you shoot some perimeter shots. And you know what? It proved well for Sergeant Bluff. The Crusaders, I'm sure, are right now in the locker room saying, okay, how do we attack that? How do we find the shots? And we've got to have some kids step up and make some shots. You know, if they're going to give them to you, that's a tough thing.
So number two, Tyler Cropley is Crusader number two here at Bishop Healing. Will be retired to the rafters, and richly deserved by that young man. And again, Tyler, if you listened, didn't catch it, he was on our halftime show during the girls' game. He'll be reporting back to spring ball in late February back in Surprise, Arizona, just north of Phoenix, where he's going to be battling for a catcher spot with the Royals big league team. So good chance that Tyler, if he doesn't end up in Kansas City, might end up with in Omaha with their AAA affiliates. So keep an eye out for this young man. He's paid his dues, and let's hope that he has a good spring and finds a spot with the big squad this summer. 27-27, Crusaders and Sergeant Bluff here at halftime. Once again, our halftime sponsors are Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mild Industrial Group, Brisk Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, the Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Kevin Poss and Tim Spalsbury with physical therapy specials. We're going to take it back to Luis at the studio to hear some more from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the halftime stats and the start of quarter number three. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind- and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Healing High School Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. At halftime here, it's the Crusaders 27 and the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors 27. Quickly, here are your scoring updates from the first half. First of all, for the Warriors, they were led in scoring by Emilio Gonzalez with 9. Scott Dixon chipped in 8. 5 points for Isaiah Jervik, 3 for Riallo Gonzalez, and 2 points for Joey Hardy. For the Crusaders, largely a two-headed attack. It's Matt Knoll with 13, Sean Schaefer with 11, and Bo Chamberlain chipping in the other 3. 27-27, we're deadlocked here at halftime. You're listening to the Dave Pepin Real Estate Halftime Show. And, Tom, I tell you what, the Crusaders are taking what the Warriors are giving them, but just not finding the range from outside.
Well, again, I felt going into this game that the Crusaders would win by about 10 to 12. But it was all, we're going to have to make some shots, because I knew Adam would you know, he's going to make adjustments. And he's an experienced coach with an experienced staff. And I guarantee you, you know, they've seen us in person. They've seen us on video. So, again, we're going to have some guys make some shots. They're trying to take away the paint. But the other thing where you can make a difference here is on the offensive glass, you know, and penetrating. We can't just settle to pass the ball around the perimeter and hoist 22-footers. You got to get some inside-out stuff and, attack through the high post, maybe short corner.
A lot of long misses mean long rebounds. Absolutely. You know, where you got a little bit quicker team. And that's what I was going to say. Really, Adam is almost forced to play his zone, but the man-to-man matchups, given the size differential, don't really play favorable.
Most teams can't play us man, because we have mismatches inside with Olsen and Knoll, and we get so much stuff on dribble penetration that if you're going to pick your poison with Helan, it's going to be shoot it from three.
When I think Sean Schaefer plays much bigger than 6 foot.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he's a physical kid with good ups, and Bo Chamberlain at 6'3", so. Again, it's interesting. I think we kind of know what Coach Vandershaft's going to do. He's going to keep it status quo. Let's see the adjustments that the Crusaders make as we get ready for quarter number 3. Big thanks to Dave Pepin, along with Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dryer Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, the Monsignor Lafferty Foundation, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. Reminder that we will be back on the air on Thursday night. Doubleheader action, pregame 5:15. Girls tip off at 5:30, boys at 7. Western Christian comes to town. Should be a good one on Thursday night. So mark your calendars. If you can't get out here to the field house, please tune us in on Thursday night. Here we go. Crusaders with the ball, moving left to right on your radio dial. All deadlocked at 27-27. And here we go. They open up in a man-to-man.
Well, and a lot of teams will do that, just because they're not a traditional zone team. And they're going to, they want – a lot of coaches just say, I want to start man for a possession just because I got to make sure that our kids are focused.
There's Knoll with the Crusaders turned over. They tried to get a mismatch down low with Schaefer matched up against Gonzalez, but he kicked it back out to Knoll. Knoll tried a cross-court pass and went off the Crusader hand and out of bounds. Turnover Crusaders. Here comes Sergeant Bluff now with an opportunity to reclaim the lead. Gonzalez working against Schaefer, now kicks up high. Left wing, Jervik. They switch off onto him. Chamberlain's got Dixon inside. Couple 6'3 kids. Cross court, Emilio Gonzalez off the mark. Rebounds corralled by Matt Knoll. Here come the Crusaders as Matt's going to push up. 5-4 as we're going to see a bump foul on Jervik, and that's going to be his third. So we'll see how that comes into play. Nice looking sophomore at 6'1", Isaiah Jervik. And he's got some young kids on this roster.
Right. One of them is his son. His son's a freshman, Adams is. And I know he's maybe not ready for varsity time yet, but he's going to be a good player.
A.J. Vandershaft. So here come the Crusaders out of bounds. That foul again with Jervik. That's his third first team foul, 27-27. We played a minute here in quarter 3. Brady Schultz kind of tested the water, kicked it back to Quinn. Quinn looks inside to Schaefer. Now they spin it to Knoll on the right wing. Knoll's going to drive around Dixon. Gets his shot a little bit short. Good drive, just couldn't get the finish. Here comes Gonzalez, Riallo Gonzalez, kicking it up, and there's going to be a foul on Schaefer.
Yeah.
And that's Sean second. It's going to put Mr. Gonzalez to the line to shoot a pair. Braulio Gonzalez now at the line to shoot a pair. 27-27. We played a minute 20 here in quarter three. Third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. Gonzalez's first free throw is off the mark. He'll get one more. Our other sponsors for quarter three include Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. As always, a big thanks to them and all our great sponsors. As Gonzalez hits the second one, it's the Warriors up 28-27 here. Crusaders with the ball. Noel kicks it right wing. Chamberlain. Sergeant Bluff's going to stay in that man-to-man. They're not overextending any. They're going to keep it tight inside the arc. Schaefer, three-pointer, pump fake, gets deep in the lane, goes up high, and is going to get fouled. Nice job by Sean of pump faking, getting his man up in the air, and then taking it to the hole. That foul's on Hardy. I believe that's going to be three on Joey Hardy.
Is that, 30? Hardy with three fouls. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that zone come back out here real quick because Sean misses the first one.
Take your time, John. It's kind of crazy how kids shooting free throws need to get up there and shoot it so quick. Take your time, gather, and get a ritual going.
It's also just another time to rest a little bit.
Absolutely. Crusaders down one. Schaefer at the line to shoot one more. Second free throw is short. Long rebound is going to be controlled by the Crusaders. So second chance opportunity here after the missed free throws. Quinn Olson pump fakes. Nothing going. Schaefer left wing. Schaefer elbow drops down to Quinn. Quinn gets fouled and he'll go to the line. Nice job by Olson. And Quinn's been held scoreless tonight. So we need to get him going on the offensive side.
Yeah, that's and again, that's part of the strategy was getting Quinn out of the lane a little bit. And they've done a good job of that so far tonight.
Arendt with the foul there. That's his first, Gavin Arendt. Olson's free throw is off the mark.
And again, I'd love to see Quinn just kind of bend those knees a little bit more, shoot the ball up instead of to the basket.
Quinn's 14 for 22 on the season. He'll get one more here. That free throw is off the mark as well. So
Crusaders have missed their last four free throws.
Goose Egg at the charity stripe for the Crusaders on that possession. 0 for 4. And 2 minutes into the third quarter, it's SBL 28. Helan 27. Up high with the ball is Hoffman. Again, working against that Crusader man-to-man. There's Briello Gonzalez with the ball working against Quinn Olson. Left corner, it's Hoffman. Back to Gonzalez. Over to Emilio Gonzalez, and he's going to travel.
A little too quick with the feet. So I'm waiting with the SBL run on the flex. I'm just waiting for Quinn Olson to jump out and jump one of those passes as we're switching all those.
Emilio Gonzalez at 5'9", working against Matt Knoll, 6'7", that time.
And as SBL drops back in the little 1-3-1 that we saw in the first half.
And, again, there's no overextension on this. They're keeping all five bodies inside the lane. Crusaders working around the perimeter. Schultz over to Noel, down baseline to Quinn Olson. Quinn gets double teamed, and we're finally going to see a reaching foul.
I think on 10, 22. I thought it was 10. I didn't see it on 22, but officials saw something different. As SBL will go out of bounds underneath in a 2-3 zone now.
Ball's inbounded, spins around the horn. They kick it back to Brady Schultz, left wing extended. Brady kicks it inside. Now what are we seeing?
Oh, 22. 22 just got dinged enough for another one.
Got a couple hand checks here going and a couple quick fouls there.
Yeah, that's two quick fouls on 22.
I believe that's five team fouls already.
Yeah.
That might be an indicator here of Crusaders got to capitalize on these, but just 2 minutes and 48 seconds into the quarter, the Crusaders are going to go to the line on every free throw to shoot two. Quinn with a pair here. He was 0 for 2 on his first possession, our first attempt at the line. And that one is good. So Quinn's on the scoreboard. That's his first point. He'll get one more. 28-28 here on the Security National Bank scoreboard. 5:12 left in the third quarter. Second free throw is up and good.
There we go.
Nice work, Quinn Olson. Here come the Crusaders now on back on defense. Warriors attack. They are trail by one. It's Emilio Gonzalez. Spins it right side. Arendt. Nice defense there by Chamberlain. They kick it over to Biello. Gonzalez working against Schaefer. Again, the Gonzalez boys are both about 5'9", but super quick. Tough guys to guard is Dixon now working against Knoll. He's going to take it all the way up high, all the way across court. Tries to drop it down. Nice defense by Bo Chamberlain. Yep. He steps in the lane and gets the steal. Here comes Bo pushing up left side, left corner, Matt Knoll. Knoll tried to hit Olson. Instead, kicks it over to Schultz. Schultz working baseline right side, all the way over to Matt Knoll. Knoll with a drive, loses it. Quinn with a nice save, but he throws it away as Scott Dixon gets the steal. Here come the Warriors. They trail by one, 29-28.
Neither team in any kind of flow offensively.
And we're going to see a timeout on the floor. It's a short 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here tonight. Third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures are your other third quarter sponsors. So far, not a single field goal halfway through the third quarter. Crusaders 2-for-6 from the charity stripe. The Warriors 1-for-2.
Yeah. Crusaders will be in the double bonus for the remaining 4:15 of this third quarter. Five team fouls already on Sergeant Bluff. So that'll be interesting to see if we can take advantage of that.
Well, you want to stay aggressive and get deep into the paint if you're going to do that. And so far, the Crusaders have made it, made the effort to get the ball inside.
Yes.
Again, kudos to Sergeant Bluff Luton. They've done a nice job with schematically with their defense. They're not overextending. And here we go on offense for the Warriors. They trail by one, 29-28. 4:15 left here in your third quarter.
They're doing this with Jervik on the bench as we doesn't look like Dixon is really, I mean, the perimeter game's not his. Maybe 15 foot in is they're just running a little motion offense is SBL.
Yeah, Dixon's 0-for-8 from the arc for the season, so it's not really his strong point. He's working against Matt Knoll. There's Emilio Gonzalez working against Quinn Olson, hands back. Arendt with the drive and the finish. Nice job by Gavin Arendt.
What grade is that young man? He looks like a young kid.
Gavin's a freshman.
Yeah, he handles himself well.
So he gives the Warriors back the lead, 30-29. Bo from the corner, the three is off the mark, and the rebound's corralled by Ryan Hoffman. Here comes Sergeant Bluff trying to build on their one-point lead. It's Biello Gonzalez working on the left wing, trying to get the freshman posted up inside. Instead, he kicks it to his brother. Now back to Dixon. Dixon with the three. It's off the mark, and the rebound's going to be corralled by Quinn Olson. Crusaders kick it up quickly. They got Matt Knoll deep in the paint now, and there's a little acting job. Matt's going to get the finish there.
It's surprising me they didn't call that, though, because of how tight they've been calling it.
Yeah. I think it was a fake.
The
31-30. Bishop Heelan. Riello Gonzalez off the mark. Battle for the rebounds won by the freshman, Arendt. And here come the Warriors with a fresh shot clock. 30 seconds left. 2:47 to go in the quarter. Not a lot of scoring, but the freshman with the left-handed jumper off the baseline misses it. Here comes Matt Knoll. Kicks it up to Quinn. Quinn right sideline. Nothing going. Kicks it. Matt Knoll now above the key. He's going to take it in deep and get the finish there. Nice job by Matt of just forcing the issue and getting deep.
Yep.
That gives the Crusaders back a 33-30 lead. Emilio Gonzalez is going to slow things down for the Warriors, working against that Crusader man-to-man defense. He's got a high pick there. Now they spin it around to the left side. Back to Briello Gonzalez, left wing. He kicks it inside. Nice move there by Hoffman. Couldn't get the finish and the rebound by Quinn Olson. So Crusaders on a little mini run here. Let's see if we can add to that three-point lead. Under 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Schultz is going to take it up high. Kicks it left wing. Now back to Schultz between the circles. Right side, Chamberlain. Schultz up high. High post, Quinn Olson. They dig down on Quinn. He's not finding anybody open, so he's going to take it. Quinn spins and wins. He
there
gets another two.
Yeah, tough matchup in there as the Crusaders extend to a five-point lead, which, again, that's been about as big a lead as we've seen tonight.
35-30 Crusaders. Crusaders early on, I believe, had a 9-point lead, but it's been kind of back and forth ever since. And Gonzalez to Briello. Gonzalez working top of the key. Now Emilio back to Briello. He's going to take it. Nice drive. Gets mid lane. Kicks it out. Dixon open three. It's off the mark. And three-point efforts by Dixon the last two possessions have went for naught. Here come the Crusaders now trying to build on that 5-point lead. Ball spun over. Schaefer, right wing extended. Spins it across court to Quinn Olson. Left wing extended. All the way back to the right corner. Schaefer lifted like he was going to shoot the three. Decided not to. Matt Knoll inside out. Chamberlain three. Off the mark. And the rebound is going to be controlled by Sergeant Bluff. 45 seconds left here in the third quarter. Crusaders up 5. 35-30 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. There's Gonzalez pushing it up. Freshman left-hander turns in and out. Here comes Matt Knoll now. Basically, shot clock and game clock are essentially the same here, about 0.5 second difference as the Crusaders are going to just run it down to the end here. Big thanks to Folk Brothers, Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funerals, Clitac Assurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures for their sponsoring third quarter. Here we go, 10 seconds to go. Matt kicks it right wing to Sean, back to Matt. Knoll's going to drive right, kicks it to Schaefer. Schaefer, three-pointer corner is off the mark. Rebound by Emilio Gonzalez. He's going to throw up the half-quarter. My goodness, in and out.
It was halfway down, Coach.
I think he shot it a little bit late, but not a lot of scoring, but an exciting third quarter after three here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. It is the Crusaders 35, Sergeant Bluff 30. We'll be right back for quarter number four. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights of Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas with long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights of Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. It's great to have you listening with us tonight on this beautiful December Tuesday night here in Sioux City. After three quarters of play, it's the Crusaders 35, Sergeant Bluff 30. Again, the Crusaders averaging 70 points a game. Just have not found the range that third quarter. In fact, the Crusaders outscored the Warriors 8-3. Just kind of grinding out. Both teams kind of got each other figured out here. Now it's just kind of a war of nutrition, Thomas.
It really is. And, we had an opportunity to maybe take advantage of some of the fouls, but we didn't do. Once they got in that double bonus, we never went back to the line the last 4 minutes.
Fourth quarter tonight brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, five-star awards, and more. Again, a big thanks to all our great sponsors, Underwright Healing Athletics on Catholic Radio. Without you, none of this is possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Here come the Warriors with the balls. They're going to bring it across the timeline here. It's a Biello Gonzalez here. We'll see what kind of play we have. The old fake handoff, and Jervik takes it deep but can't get it to finish. And Matt Knoll with yet another rebound. Here comes Matt bringing it up court. Working against Jervik with three fouls.
And Jervik has three. Okay, they're three, and it looks like they're going to drop back into that 1-3-1 one more time. Looking to post this, Von Drager gets open and nails a three. Big shot there by Chuck.
Absolutely. Charlie Von Drager with the three. 38-30, Crusaders here. As Sergeant Bluff looks to try and answer here, Jervik working right wing, drives into the lane. He's guarded by Pierce Connolly, who's checked into the ball game. A little fadeaway jumper there. Dixon is off the mark, rebounded by the Crusaders. Here come the Crusaders. They're on a nice run here. They lead by 8, 38-30. Chamberlain with the ball up high, takes it left wing, extended to Pierce Connolly. Now right side to Matt Knoll. They're going to switch faces and places as Matt's going to work between the circles against Jervik. Pierce Connolly, left wing. Skips it cross court to Chamberlain. They're being very patient against this zone. Lots of movement through it. Pierce Connolly, right wing, misses it. Rebounds by Dixon. And here comes Sergeant Bluff. They've got numbers temporarily. Scott Dixon kicks it right wing. It's Emilio Gonzalez. No, that's Briello Gonzalez. Little fadeaway is off the mark. Matt Noel with yet another rebound. Matt's going to go 1-on-2, puts it up, gets undercut, misses it.
Not a good shot there by Matt. He's got to be a little more under control.
Here they come the other way. Sergeant Bluff with a quick shot. It's off the board, but no rebounding there. And Sergeant Bluff's Dixon's able to capitalize. Matt Noel went down hard on this other end and didn't get back. And Dixon is the beneficiary. He gets the deuce, 38-32. 6 minutes to go here in your fourth quarter. Warriors going to stay in that zone. Matt Noel dribbles into the paint, kicks corner to Charlie, down low to Schaefer, back to Charlie. His three looks good from here, just off the mark. Nice rebound there, Bo Chamberlain. Second chance opportunity.
Is that a double dribble? I thought he dribbled out to the corner and then picked it up and dribbled back, but it looked odd.
I believe Joey Hardy is going to be whistled for the foul. If that is the case, that's four on Joey. As the Crusaders are going to get an inbound situation and a fresh shot clock here with 5:42 to go in your ball game, 38-32. Crusaders lead by six. Charlie Von Drager off the inbound is a little bit short. Quick shot, and it's going to be rebounded by Hoffman. Here comes Emilio Gonzalez probing, nothing going. Kicks to his brother, now corner Jervik. He drives baseline. Spin out, Emilio Gonzalez, three, good.
Jervik creates a lot of shots as they get that back to a three-point game. Matt Noel out for a quick second. Inbound here to Quinn Olson. And Quinn's just going to – that's a jump ball. Oh,
they're going to call a foul. And it might be on Jervik.
That was – I'm just going to say that was a bad call. I mean, as an old postman, you don't put the ball on the block and you expect the guards is that four on Jervik?
Yeah,
that's big.
Kind of at a point, though, where with 5:11 to go, don't you kind of ride it out here? Maybe you get him for a minute or two, but
yeah,
they're a better team with him on the floor.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Crusaders now working against the zone off the inbound set. Brady Schultz kicks it into Charlie. Von Drager back to Schultz. We could use this three. Brady a little bit short and rebounded by Scott Dixon. 38-35, Warriors with a three-pointer can tie this thing back up. Crusaders had pushed the lead to eight just a little while ago, but Warriors are not going away. It's Jervik with the ball working against Pierce Conley. Kicks it left side. It's Dixon back over to Hardy. And there's the ball stolen. Quinn steps in and gets that. And here's going to be a reach foul. Probably a good foul.
Well, it was actually a pretty smart foul, but that gives that's three fouls now. Three team fouls in the quarter for Sergeant Bluff. Zero on Helan with 4:29 left.
Riello Gonzalez with that foul there to break things up. Now Crusaders with an inbound on the floor. They got Schultz, Von Drager, Matt Knowles check back in. Pierce Conley and Quinn Olson are your five Crusaders on the court. Noel working high post, kicks to Charlie, back up high. Conley, elbow. Schultz, three, is off the mark.
I was just going to say, somebody's going to have to shoot the ball. They're just packing it in.
Here come the Warriors now, kicking it quickly up. Gonzalez to Gonzalez. It's Emilio Gonzalez working against Brady Schultz. Nice defense, Brady. Now Riello Gonzalez kicks it inside. Nice feed into Hardy. There's Jervik with the three. It's good. All tied up, 38-38. Good offensive possession for the Warriors. Halfway through quarter number four, we're right back where we started. It's tied up. Crusaders 38, Warriors 38 under Security Bank scoreboard as the Crusaders miss another three and lose the rebound. Matt Noel with the three. Don't get a stupid foul there. Let's
I don't think Sergeant Bluff's real happy that the reaches there are not called.
Here comes Jervik working against Conley, and they're going to call Pierce Conley with the foul. Three team fouls for Sergeant Bluff, one for the Crusaders here in the fourth. As Crusader lineup back on the floor is Chamberlain, Olson, Noel, Schaefer and Schultz, so they're back to their original starting lineup. Inbounds opportunity, Warriors with a chance to take the lead here as they inbound to Briello Gonzalez. Nice defense there by Brady. Emilio Gonzalez off the switch, drives in, kicks out to Jervik, working against Chamberlain, back high now to Dixon. Dixon's working against Matt Noel. There's a little backdoor opportunity to Jervik. Back to Dixon. Pump fake. Jumper is long. A nice rebound by Schultz. Good defensive possession by the Crusaders.
Absolutely. We need a good possession here. Again, somebody's going to have to step up and shoot something with confidence, and it'll hit the glass is what I think is the best offense right now.
Noel working that high post. Now he steps out, gets it into Quinn. Quinn's got an easy one there. Nice high-low entry to Quinn Olson. That leads back now to 2:40:38. Sergeant Bluff with a chance to tie or take the lead with a three here on the offensive possession. 2:35 left in the ball game. It's a tight one here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. There's a foul going to be whistled on Brady Schultz. Team foul number two for the quarter.
And what that does, though, the bad part is it resets that shot clock. Again, Crusaders with a two-point lead. It's about solid team defense here.
Not a lot of quick possessions, Tom. No. Both teams are having to work for everything.
No, it's been a low-scoring game, as low as we've seen in a long time.
Here comes Gonzalez, kicks it over Jervik left side, working against Bo Chamberlain. Nice defense by Bo. Emilio Gonzalez, his three is wild and off the mark, rebounded by Quinn Olson. St. Augustine Indian Mission Prime Baker, your premier sponsor for quarter four. Here come the Crusaders, up two with 2:11 to go as Matt Knoll is going to take it coast to coast and one.
That was like parting of the Red Sea. I said they were set up in a 2-3 zone, and all of a sudden that middle just opened up, and Matt Knoll took advantage of it and drove the lane.
Foul is going to be whistled on Emilio Gonzalez, getting his hat and caught in the cookie jar there. That was a big one by Matt that pushes that lead to four with a chance to add a free throw here and get it to five. Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more are your fourth quarter sponsors. And Matt misses a free throw, but the Crusaders get the rebound and a fresh 35 here, under 2 minutes left in the ball game. Use that time, get a good look here for the Crusaders. Chamberlain left wing extended.
Olson's open on that diagonal pass, but we're just not hitting
Schaefer, it. Schaefer, open three, corner, good.
Big shot, Sean Schaefer.
Sean with his first points of the second half, push that lead to 7, 45-38. We got a timeout on the floor. We're going to take it to the studio for a short timeout. Once again, Crusaders 45, Sergeant Bluff 38, minute 42 left. We'll be right back.
At Tri-State Dental Care, you'll be part of our family. For four generations, serving the Tri-State area, Dr. Jeff Reinking, Dr. Amber Wisner, and Dr. Robert Marks. Tri-State Dental care for the health and beauty of your smile. Contact our Dakota Dunes Dental Office to schedule your complimentary consultation. You can call 605-242-7123. 605-242-7123.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. A big thanks to Luis Torres back at the studio for keeping us going there with all those ads. It's great to have him aboard alongside Tom Betts. I'm Bob Gary. Minute 42. 102 seconds left. Crusaders up 7. A little run there. A huge three-pointer by Sean Schaefer there, Thomas.
Yeah, big shot. And, again, all started on that possession. The possession before, Matt Knoll comes down and Sergeant Bluff doesn't stop ball. This is a possession game. This is a huge one. For Sergeant Bluff.
So Emilio Gonzalez with the ball, working off the high pick, gives it to Dixon up high. Trying to get a little baseline action there for Emilio. Good defense by Sean Schaefer. Now they spin it over to Briello Gonzalez. He'll take it deep in the lane, and he misses it, but it's going to get fouled in the act. Really nice drive there. Yeah. Threw up a little left-handed jump hook and couldn't get it to fall, but he'll shoot too.
Well, I'll tell you what, for anybody that thinks you've got to be big guy to play in this game, Brulio and Emiliano are both 5'8", and probably weigh about 120 pounds. Is Brailio makes that first free throw.
He'll get one more here. 45-39, two possession game, 125 left. 14 fouls on Sergeant Bluff, three on Heelan. Second free throw is missed. Nice rebound by Quinn. Gets it off to Matt Knoll. Matt's going to work it across the timeline. And we're going to see Jurbik get his fifth foul.
And that's going to be, that'll send the bat and bowl to the line for two.
I don't know if they wanted that. Let's see if that, in fact, is his fifth.
Yes, it is.
And
nice young player.
Yes, he is. Again, some nice young talent on this team. Checking into the ballgame is going to be Ryan Hoffman, the 6'4 senior. Thought they might spend a little more time subbing him out and freezing Matt at the line a little bit. Also checking into the ballgame is Cy Gall. Cy is a 6'2" senior. So would imagine they're going to put some shooting power on the floor. Matt Nola goes to the line to shoot two. On the night, he is 2 for 4. From the free throw line, that first free throw is off the mark.
Nope, there is no. Now, let me ask you, Coach, what just happened here? What's your feelings on the new rule? Because there is no more one-on-one. And I think
I liked the pressure of the one-on-one.
The pressure of the one-on-one. If nothing else, I like to see it at the end of the game.
But I think it has, in fact, speeded up the game a little bit.
No, yeah, I agree 100%.
Second free throw is good.
Well, that still makes it a three-possession game. That was a big free throw.
.46-39, minute 18 to go here. Big possession for Sergeant Bluff as Briello Gonzalez takes it deep, now fades away, and
we're
going to get a foul there. Foul's going to be whistled on Pierce Conley. Pierce having probably his most extensive play of tonight.
Right.
And again, a lot of it's the matchups. You know, this is a small, quick team, and you got to look at maybe your guards on that bench.
I like to see a little more time tonight for those three juniors. They need to get some time. We need to, again, develop that bench, and then also develop again for next year. We're starting five seniors.
Riallo Gonzalez knocks the first one down. Coach Vandershaft going offense defense here as he puts his defensive troops in. Maybe some full court pressure here. 46-40, 1:10 left in your ball game. Fourth quarter night sponsors are St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. Second free throw for Gonzalez is up and good. Once again, we're inside a two possession game here. Crusader lead is 5. They're going to back off the defense here. Matt Knoll's going to be slow bringing it across. When he crosses, we're right at 1 minute left in your ball game. There is. We're going to see a reach foul there on Scott Dixon. Almost got by with it. I don't think Coach Vandershaft's real happy with that. Thought he might have got the clean steal.
Yeah.
Matt's got to be a little more careful with that there.
Yeah, because that easily could have been going the other way.
That's a high dribble. And so Matt's going to go to the line to shoot a pair here. Let's get a couple, Matt. First free throw is up and good. And he's going to get one more. 21 on the night for Matt. He averages 23.5 a game, so he's right on his scoring average as he knocks both of those down. 22 tonight for Matt. And that pushes that lead back to 7, and that three possessions big here with under 1 minute left. 59.4 seconds to go here. Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, five-star awards and more. Join St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank as your fourth quarter sponsors. Here comes Sergeant Bluff on the move. It's Briano Gonzalez kicking up quickly. The switch has Matt Knoll on him. Now they kick it to Emilio. Emilio drives in. He's going to get free throws. Once again, Pierce Conley is going to be whistled for the foul. And this time Emilio Gonzalez is going to go to the line to shoot a pair. Emilio's got 12 tonight. All on three-point shots. He's 4 for 7 from the three-point arc.
He's a good shooter. He's got a quick release, too.
He'll shoot two here. Clock is stopped, 47.8 seconds. First free throw is up and good. He'll get one more. Gives Coach Vandershaft and his staff a chance to shift personnel. Same applies for Bishop Heelan. Gonzalez, couple dribbles now. He'll shoot that second free throw. It's good as well. And there's the substitution.
Now, if you're Sergeant Bluff, you double Matt Knoll, make someone else bring it up and make someone else shoot free throws?
I think so. Whoever touches it outside of Matt gets fouled right away. As they get it in, the ball's tipped away.
Oh, wow, that was a...
Stay with the Crusaders there. Yeah. Almost a turnover. 46 seconds left. Matt Hahn, wise timeout here. Let's get an inbound play design here. It's going to be kind of coming in from a tough spot there in the far corner. The runner is not, or the inbounder is not going to be able to move. We're going to take a quick 30-second spot. When we come back, we'll have tonight's conclusion, 48-43, Heelan over SBL with 46 seconds left. We'll be right back.
We would like to thank our friends Brad and Jean Mollett and their family for their continued support of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. Mollett Industrial Group is a proud supporter of your Catholic Radio 88.1.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back. Crusaders and the Warriors break their timeout. It's going to be Quinn Olson taking the ball out of bounds on his own baseline or opposite side of the court. Having trouble getting it in. Finally get into Matt Knoll. Matt's going to be guarded by Dixon. Going to work it across. And finally, Whit Dixon's going to be whistled for the foul. Going to put Knoll back to the line with 41.4 seconds to go. 48-43. It's not the worst type of game to have in December,
no,
Tom,
absolutely.
To find out what you're made of with the pressure on. As Matt misses that first one, he's going to get one more here. A second free throw would make it a six-point lead, so two threes would be needed to tie the ball game up. It's kind of a big free throw here.
Well, I'm not so sure I wouldn't have Quinn Olson up on that second tier just for an offensive rebound.
And second free throw is good. Coach Hahn gets a chance to sub offense for defense now. 41.4 seconds to go. The lead is 6, 49-43. Here comes Riello Gonzalez, kicks it up to Emilio Gonzalez. Emilio left wing works against Schaefer. He's going to drive. He's going to get the bunny, misses it. Rebound by Chamberlain, and now Schaefer's going to be fouled in the backcourt. So that was a big miss there. Gonzalez got a good look there, just kind of rushed that layup.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't call foul because the way they've been calling it. We get one out of two here, and that should about wrap this up, I'm hoping.
Yeah, with 28.4 seconds to go, Schaefer goes to the line to shoot a pair. Sean's hit a big three here about a minute and a half ago that really has kind of put a little cushion on this lead. He misses that first free throw. Let's get one more and turn into a three possession. Right now it stands as a two possession game with 28.4 seconds to go. Schaefer bends, shoots, and makes. Sean Schaefer now with 15 on the night. Here come the Warriors, trailing by 7. They got to be quick as they run a little play here, spending a lot of time. Finally, Gonzalez with the two-pointers off the mark. They get the rebound back to Gonzalez, over to Briello Gonzalez. He's going to drive in, spending a lot of time here, not getting a shot. Emilio kicks in. There's Dixon with a little running jumper. Puts it in, but
that's going to be about it right there. Five points.
Ran the clock all the way down to 4.4 seconds to go, so it looks like the Crusaders are going to survive this. A tough one.
Yeah. Well, again, wins are win. And you got to be able to win ugly and pretty.
Absolutely. So setting the table for you, 4.4 seconds left. SBL trails by 5. Crusaders will have the ball 94 feet from their own basket. Basically, they just need to get it in and get fouled, make some free throws, and finish this thing off. Big thanks to our fourth quarter sponsor and all of our sponsors tonight. Tonight's fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, five-star awards, and more. On the Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders 50, Sergeant Bluff 45. We'll be back on the air Thursday night. Doubleheader action. Western Christian bringing the Wolfpack comes to town. Girls tip off at 5:30. Guys at 7. So if you can't get out to see that here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, tune in to us. Well, pregame at 5:15. Girls to follow. So always great to have you guys aboard. And our great listening audience across America. On the inbounds play, they throw it deep to Schaefer. Schaefer with the layup. He gets a block, and they're going to call a foul there with 1.9 seconds to go.
And that's one where I would rather have Sean dribble it out. You don't want to give up an injury. I mean, that's you get if you're trying to put a bucket in, and all of a sudden somebody lands on a foot or something. Just dribble that one out, end the game.
Schaefer with 15 on the night, looking to add to that total with 1.9 seconds to go. First free throw is up and off the mark. We've got one more here. Second free throw is also off the mark. And there's the end of your ball game as the Crusaders hold on for the 50-45 win over Sergeant Bluff Luton. And kudos to both these teams, but really nice effort by Coach Vandershaft and the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors. They come in here and take on a very good team that's been playing very well and make this a ball game all the way to the final horn. But in the end, it's the Crusaders with the 5-point win.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I don't think that it surprised the two of us. No. We know Adam and what he does with his team, and they played well. Crusaders, again, I think they did a good job of exposing things we need to do a little bit better. We're going to have to learn to attack zone defense. How do we still get good shots in a zone when they're packing things in? And, kids are going to have to step up and make some shots, and I just think we got a little bit in our head tonight shooting the perimeter shot. But, a win, 50-45 at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll take that every night.
Absolutely. Once again, your final here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. It's the Crusaders 50, Sergeant Bluff 45. The Crusaders move to 5-0 on the season, while the Warriors fall to 1-3. When we get back, we'll have some post-game comments. Big thanks to all our sponsors for tonight's coverage. When we get back, we'll kind of wrap things up here. Once again, the Crusaders sweep the doubleheader. You know, the girls went easy in game one. The boys with a tough one, but finally eke out a 50-45 win in the nightcap. We'll be right back.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. It's been our pleasure to call tonight's doubleheader. The Crusaders with a 60-28 win in the girls' game, the opener tonight. The girls moved to 5-0 on the season. And the boys with a 50-45 win over Sergeant Bluff. They also moved to 5-0 on the season. So it wasn't easy for the gentlemen tonight, Tom, but found a way to get it done. Again, these are the types of games that you figure a lot about yourself. This kind of there's a lot of tape exchange. So this type of format when playing Helan, we're going to see this type of defense throughout the season.
No, I think you're going to see that because the keys for really defending Helan well are take Olson and Noel out of the game, and they did a really good job of that tonight. Quinn ended up with 6 points. Matt's just a hard matchup, but it was tough for Matt to get open looks and in scoring positions. We didn't want to come down and just hoist 3-pointers I think if there's an area we can improve on, it's finding those shots out of a zone offense. And again, it's early in the season, and we've been in that case before. I remember going up to Unity Christian before, and they throw a zone at you, and so all of a sudden you stand around like you're the lights just got shut off. So it's a learning experience, but it doesn't get any easier on Thursday, that's for sure.
Nice post game brought to you by Knights of Columbus agents Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Real quickly, your scoring recap. First of all, for SBL, Jervik with 8, Briello Gonzalez with 7, 14 for Emiliano Gonzalez, 12 for Scott Dixon, 2 for Joe Hardy, and 2 for Gavin Arendt. They had 50 points. For the Crusaders, Matt Noel once again with a big night right at his scoring average. He had 23, 15 for Sean Schaefer, 6 points for Quinn Olson, well below his scoring average, 3 points for Bo Chamberlain, and 3 for Charlie Von Dreiger. So Crusaders with a 50-45 win. Well, now it things shift gears to a really good sergeant or a really good Western Christian team coming in on Thursday night.
Well, and also a I think a pretty good Caledonia team on Friday. So yeah. Certainly doesn't get any easier for the Crusader boys.
Looking ahead, we will not have the Caledonia boys game on Friday or the ELC, the Asheville-Lincoln Central game on Saturday. Coverage, though, we will have Thursday night Western Christian here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Once again, a big thanks to our Knights of Columbus agents, Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, as well as Matt Lala with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. As always, big thanks to them and all our great sponsors who underwrite Heathen Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Again, a reminder, we're back on the air on Thursday night. Girls will tip off at 5:30, boys at 7, pregame at 5:15. So until then, big thanks to all of you for tuning in. We hope if you can't get out to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse on Thursday night, you can join us on the air. It's always great to have you with us, and it's our pleasure to call these games each and every night for you. Once again, the Crusaders with the doubleheader sweep, 60-28 and 50-45 in the boys' game. Both Crusader teams remain undefeated on the season as we head into Thursday night. So for Luis Torres back in the studio, Tom Betson beside me, a big reminder to all of you to please take time to thank all our great sponsors and utilize these sponsors throughout the course of living your life. We have so many that graciously give up their time, talents, and monetary gifts to allow us to call these games. So please reciprocate by showing your support to them. Also, big thanks to Catholic Radio as we hit the Advent season here. Please listen to the great program that takes place each and every day on Catholic Radio. So much to offer as we truly focus on the meaning of the season. So for all of us here and Luis back at the studio, have a great couple of days. We'll be back on the air on Thursday night. Until then, God bless, be safe, and take care. Good night, everyone.